Yesterday we celebrated a birthday. Today we will celebrate our loved ones who are no longer with us. Medieval monks thought of their death day as being their second birthday, the day they began to be with God in a new and perfect way. Today marks the third anniversary of Helga's passing on to her next life, for that's what our faith encourages us to hope. As the anonymous writer of Hebrews 11 put it so beautifully, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I remember well Helga and her quiet faith. And I also remember other friends we can no longer see at our fellowship. Bill Riediger, Verna Reeser, Heidi Hintz, Ed Hintz, Hildegard Lemke, Betty Funk, Heidi Petherbridge, Bert McGee, Henry Hildebrandt, Hilda Sawatsky, Isaac Sawatsky. Like you, I will also be thinking of others known to me, but not to our little fellowship. My parents, grandparents, aunts, my last aunt passed away very shortly ago, uncles, a dear sister-in-law, cousins, former colleagues and neighbors. The cloud of witnesses that surrounds us is very large indeed. I will play for you John Taverner's Song for Athene. By the time he died in 2015, Taverner had become England's most famous composer of modern sacred music. After he converted from Protestantism to Orthodoxy, many of his compositions drew on that rich liturgical tradition of Orthodoxy. Taverner composed this threnody in 1993 in memory of Athene Haryades, a Greek-English actress and teacher who died in a cycling accident. While standing with others at her graveside, Taverner imagined unison alleluias being sung over the eternity note F. But that was as far as he got. He was stuck for ideas on how to continue. So he asked his mentor, an Orthodox nun, Mother Tekla, for ideas. She complimented the alleluias with single lines of text drawn from Shakespeare, whose plays Athene performed so well, and from the Orthodox funeral service. The sustained bass note on low F becomes the musical metaphor of God's immutable eternity. It just goes on and on, regardless of what else happens. And the chant-like melody for Alleluia wavers between the downward minor and the upward major third, reflecting the tension we experience as we both mourn death and celebrate life. We hear the Vancouver Cantata Singers' live performance of this work at a concert given in Vancouver's Christchurch Cathedral on Remembrance Day weekend, 2018. The soloist, my friend Dave Rossborough. You can follow the text in the email I sent out this morning, and do let me know if you wish to be added to that list. The text begins by quoting from Shakespeare's Hamlet. May flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.